RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Life throws you challenges and curveballs all the time, and it gets very overwhelming and can lead to depression and other sorts of things. But if you feel like it's too overwhelming, but you really want to do something to put yourself on a more positive path, how can you get out of that rut and lead yourself towards successful choices? My guest today is Beverly Flaxington. She's a human behavior coach and a 3-time best-selling and Gold Award-winning author. Welcome to the show, Beverly. So let's talk about being in a rut. And when you feel like you're stuck in this thing, or you lose a job or a spouse or a loved, you know, you get divorced, whatever it is that sends you down that path, what can you do, the first steps to get yourself out of it?
Yeah, so really important, Melanie, I think that, you know, absolutely you have to acknowledge that whatever's happened to you is real and you have the negative feelings about it. But I sometimes recommend, and depending on the, you know, the size of the issue, you set a certain time limit that you'll allow yourself to mourn whatever it is. But then you have to turn to the first step, which is setting a desired outcome. What tends to happen to us is we wallow in what's wrong. We don't think about what would we like it to be. So the first step is really to be clear about what success would look like to you. What do you want? And to actually capture exactly what that vision you have is that would get you to that happier place.
Do you think writing it down, posting it on your wall, doing something with it like that so you can look at it, or is this just something you think about?
I absolutely believe you have to write it down, because in writing it down, that will often help you crystallize how you're thinking about it and what it is. For some people, I recommend, some people like to draw pictures. But to have something that is visual, that you actually do write, and that, yes, you keep in front of you, and you bring yourself back to it all the time. Where do I want to be? Stop looking at what you don't have, or, you know, kind of wallowing with what's wrong. Where do you want to be? And keep bringing your mind back to that time and time again.
So let's go through a 5-step process and some simple strategies that people who are feeling this right now, Beverly, can do today to get started.
So you start with the desired outcome. Now, a lot of people listening, Melanie, they're dealing with something and they're thinking, oh yeah, that's all rose-colored glasses. Get to that happy place. That's not going to work for me. You don't understand my situation. So the second step, I call it highlight your obstacles and categorize them. So take the time to actually map out what is it that's dragging you down. What are those negative things in the way? It's cathartic to actually list them. And again, we're talking about actually writing them down. But then what's very powerful is looking at them and categorizing them. What on the list can you control? What can you influence? What's out of your control? So if I've lost the job, getting the job back might be out of my control. But what other factors am I dealing with that I can control and I can influence? So really important second step to figure out what's in my way, but what's controllable and what can I influence, and try to put to the side ruminating over those things that we can't control.
It's good advice, because people do kind of, as you say, ruminate. They wallow in it, and they spend a lot of time thinking about it, and it really can bring you down so, so quickly. Give us a few more.
Third step. Now, I call this identify your human factor. So we're spelling the word shift in these 5 steps we're going through, S-H-I-F-T. Identify the human factor. This is where I have to take a look at myself. What are my strengths? Where are the places that I tend to sabotage myself? We all have our Achilles heels. And being very realistic about what I have going for me and what areas I may have to look at that are, in fact, dragging me down. The other part of human factor is stakeholders. So who do I have in my universe that could help me? Who do I have that I might be able to lean on? A lot of times when we're wallowing in a depression, having a lot of anxiety, very upset about something that's happened, we'll isolate ourselves and we'll only look at what's negative about our lives and negative about us. So it's really important to go through and figure out, what am I good at? Where are my strengths? What are the things that I have to watch out for? But who else is out there that I might be able to reach out to for help?
Yeah, that's great advice. People tend to not want to reach out because they think I'm dumping my mishigas on somebody else. But if it's a true friend, they want to help you. And that's usually, or a loved one, they want to help you. And they want to see you succeed, because that's what good people do. They want to see their friends succeed. And so go on. Give us another one.
The fourth step, then, I call this find your alternatives. Now, this is where I think for a lot of people, we have one-way thinking. So if I had a specific job and I loved the job, the only thing that's going to make me happy again is getting that particular job and that particular company and working with those people back again. And again, we know that's an obstacle out of our control, so we've got to take that off the plate. What then are some of the alternatives? Are there other types of jobs I might like? Are there other companies like this? Are there hobbies I might be able to take up that might fulfill whatever my passion is so I don't have to have that exact type of job back? Are there ways I can get together with those coworkers? So this is where you really allow your brain to kind of go into a brainstorming mode. You've got to pay attention to your desired outcome, right? What does success look like? You've got to pay attention to your obstacles. Take the ones off the table that you can't control, and you've got to pay attention to your human factor. So we're not going to come up with alternatives that, you know, if I've just lost my job and I don't have a lot of money, for example, would require me to invest a fortune. I have to look at these first three steps and then try to brainstorm what would be some possible solutions. And this can be a really exhilarating stage of the process, because we do realize that with every situation in life, there are a number of different things that we could do. And I've found that this is where people actually start to release that feeling of, you know, is this all there is? And start to realize, gosh, you know, it's a big world. There's a lot of different things. And so let me really brainstorm some of what I could do, even though I'm not going to do all of them. So the options are really important to identify.
And now give us the fifth one, and then recap them all with your moniker.
Yeah, so the fifth one then is where I am going to pick one, and I cannot tell you, Melanie, how important this stage of the process is. This one I call take disciplined action. So this means that if I decide, for example, that there's a hobby, that if I was to pursue the hobby, it would fulfill me a little bit, take away a little bit of the pain of losing the job, would just be something fun, and that's what I want to focus on. Most people then don't translate what they decide they'll do to the actual day-to-day steps that they need to take in order to do it. So this is where I look at then, what are the things I need to do to pursue this hobby? Break them down into very specific steps. Is there a cost associated with any of these steps? Are there other people I could get involved in perhaps coming to a class with me or helping me with this hobby? So this is where we take it. I call this taking it from idea concept to putting it on my calendar in terms of exactly what I'm going to do and when I'm going to do it.
Beverly, we only have about 30 or 45 seconds, and it's such a good topic. Can you wrap it up for us?
Absolutely. Shift. Start with your desired outcome. What do you want? Highlight your obstacles. Categorize them. Look at the human factor. Who are you? Who's in your universe? Find alternatives. There are options available. And then create a step-by-step plan that you can implement day by day.
That is absolutely fantastic. And so you can go to the/collaborative.com and find out more about Beverly and her books. She's just fantastic, and it's such great information. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to my health radio show every day at this time, every day, 11 a.m. Thanks for listening, and stay well.